my career here, and I'm not a unique story to Cardinal. I'm a representation of all of our my colleagues and other team members I work with, but it's just been loaded with opportunity and chances where I might not be the most logical person on paper to move into a new opportunity or to accept a new responsibility. But Cardinal really trusts the people that they employ.
Did you hear that? She says, Cardinal really trusts the people they employ, even when that person isn't the most logical person on paper. That's interesting, right?
And that's a representation of the culture and making sure that you're hiring people that are consistently focused on living out the 10 core values on a daily basis.
Core values? Do you know what your company's core values are?
So the trust and opportunity that I've had in my career here has just made me such an advocate for the company and the Cardinal brand. And I think that that's true of everybody that works here, and that we've just had such an exceptional opportunity to be able to help create a brand that we really believe in.
You mean trust is something that gets employees excited about the brand? Who would have thought?
And that we use that as an opportunity to go out and speak to other people and really make sure we're articulating to them the value of how much Cardinal means to us, and that other people can feel that as well.
So in an employer, trusting in you makes you want to tell other people about how valuable the company is to you? Have we found Nirvana? Welcome to the Student Housing Insight Podcast, where we are putting you in touch with the people who bring student housing to life. I hope you guys enjoyed that little session there. That is actually from an interview. Actually, it's actually before the interview happened when I was talking with Christina Terremoto. Terremoto, I'm probably completely torturing that name, but she is the Director of Business Development at Cardinal Group. If you guys will remember, in the last episode, we ended that episode saying that we were going to be doing kind of a look into the Cardinal Group based out of Denver, Colorado. Cardinal Group's one of those groups that just came onto the student housing scene kind of 2009-ish. I can't remember the exact date, but we'll get into that later. And really have just been growing by leaps and bounds over the past several years. And what's been even crazier about that, because I've seen that a lot in the 20 years I've been in student housing, you have some companies that get some major growth and then that doesn't sustain, or there's some type of acquisition, merger, something that happens. But with Cardinal, it's a little bit different. And what's been even more different about it is just the passion that their employees have. And it's because of that. If you listen to the last podcast, I kind of rehashed a conversation that Greta and I had very early on, that as we were talking about the podcast and what we were going to do and things that were going to be coming up in the second season. And she brought up the whole thing of, well, hey, we should talk to some management companies. And I said, no, I don't want to do that for a couple of reasons. I know everybody on the management side and the operations side and all those guys, you know, I consider to be close friends in a lot of situations. And I don't want to be in a situation where I look like I'm favoring one over the other. But I told her there was going to be one exception to that, and that exception would be if I got a chance to interview the guys from Cardinal, specifically Alex O'Brien and Dale DeWitt. I've got to know them through several conversations over the past couple of months, and there's just something that they're doing there. And this is what I said then. I said, there's something that they're doing there that is just different from what this industry has seen. There are people who are just really love to come to work, among other things. And I'm not saying that that's not true at other companies, but there's a different kind of flair about it. And it's intoxicating in a lot of ways. But anyway, so Alex and I actually met up at the NMHC conference back in, by the way, just a quick break. Don't forget, NAA is coming up in February and the new Campus Connects. So make sure that you, because December 1st is the early bird expiration for that. So make sure that you go to the National Apartment Association and register by December 1st and save some money. But anyway, going back to Cardinal, so I met at NMHC with Alex O'Brien, who's one of the principals, one of the four principals there. And he started telling me a little bit of the origin story about how they got started, basically just buying a house. And, you know, there were four guys living in Southern California at the time and were trying to figure out, you know, how they were going to build wealth for themselves. And such of a great story. They've got a great story on their website, video. A video story of, or just kind of an interview of them narrating that that story. So make sure that you go and check that out. But anyway, as I was meeting with Alex, I said, "Look, we got to get this story on the podcast because I think it's something that everybody wants to hear, but not so much that story, but there has to be something that you guys did very early on." When it came to having an intention of what your culture was going to be, because that's the one thing I see over and over again is that plays out that people tell me about is their culture. And, you know, culture is a word that's thrown around pretty loosely today, but it really comes together about being, you know, the people and how they communicate with each other is what it is at the end of the day. And you can tell when you get two or more Cardinal employees in the same room, they speak on a different language than, or on a different platform than what you're typically used to seeing most employees do, at certain firms. So anyway, I just wanted to really spend some time getting to understand how they made that happen. And as I was talking to, their CEO, Delta Witt, over the past month, he said, "Wes, you know, one thing that you probably ought to spend some time on is talking to a couple of our employees that have grown with us over the past 5 years or so." And so he gave me the opportunity to interview Shannon Felia and Christina Terremoto. And wow, I was just really surprised at the maturity and the care and the value that they put in their relationship with Cardinals. So I did tell you guys last week that, you know, we're going to have Delta Witt be on the podcast as well. He couldn't join us for this particular recording because he'd lost his voice. And I think I'm probably a day or two away from doing that myself. But anyway, we've got a second interview with Dell, and I wanted to split it into two parts. So right here before Thanksgiving, since we're thinking about family and a lot of us, you know, consider our work family to be just as close as our blood family and our in-laws sometimes. I wanted to share Christina and Shannon's story with you guys. And so yeah, I'll hit play and look forward to talking to you on the other side. Whoa, wait a minute. I almost forgot. So this episode of the Student Housing Insight Podcast is sponsored by Conservis, the student housing utility experts. So many of you probably know Conservis, and I'm actually kind of surprised of how many people who have never heard of Conservis. But long story short, if you're still tracking resident utilities on spreadsheets in order to charge back overages every month, if you're still pulling your hair out every summer turn when the students have their electricity turned off before switching to their roommates, just stop it. Let Conservis handle that. They've built a fantastic system to handle everything from utility procurement to resident billing. So check them out at conservis.com. Again, conservis.com. Now, back to the show. Shannon and Christina, welcome to the podcast. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
Thank you for having us.
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. It's starting to actually feel like fall here in Charlotte. How are things and how's the weather in Denver?
It's good. Beautiful here as well. We're looking out at the mountains as we speak. The mountains have snow on the top, so it's just very beautiful here in Denver.
I wanted to bring you guys onto the podcast ahead of my conversation next week with Dale DeWitt, who's your CEO. And a lot of that came from some discussions I've been having with both Dale and Alex on, you know, what is it that's so different with Cardinal? Why is there a perception out there that something is different? I'll get more into what I mean by that. But Dale, as him and I were talking and kind of prepping for next week, he said, you know, there's just some really great stories that I think some of our employees could tell you that would really provide a lot of insight into it. And he suggested that I speak with you too. And so we're actually going to be doing the Cardinal podcast in two parts. We're going to release this right at Thanksgiving, which I think is perfect because I think you guys have said a couple times, Cardinal feels like family. And that's what Thanksgiving certainly brings to mind with a lot of people, both work family as well as our blood families. So really quick, just to introduce you guys so the audience is aware of kind of your tenure with Cardinal and what you're doing today, kind of what your background has been working into the positions that you're in now. Shannon, you want to go first?
Absolutely. So currently I am the Director of Training and Transitions for Cardinal Group Management. And in this role, I currently manage our transitions platform, our travel and training platform, and also our Cardinal Way of Leasing sales platform. And I'm currently approaching my five-year anniversary with Cardinal, which is crazy to say, but I started back in 2013 with Cardinal. And at the time, in 2013, I was working on site with my previous company, Trinitas Ventures, at one of their deals down in Lexington, Kentucky. And one of my close colleagues was actually the director of sales and marketing for Cardinal back then. And he gave me a call and said, hey, would you like to come help build some tools for our student portfolio in preparation for some of our growth? And I said, let me think about it. And he told me he was going to call me back. And lo and behold, the next person who called me was Dale DeWitt. And it was so cool to me at the time that a CEO was, you know, part of that recruiting process. And Dale and I had some really great conversations about culture and our core values. And immediately I was hooked and moved to Denver 2 weeks after my conversation with him. And in my first 2 years at Cardinal, I was our first portfolio sales and marketing manager. So I was overseeing a lot of the leasing and marketing platforms for our deals. And then I kind of moved through Cardinal again onto the training side and did some national sales and training manager responsibilities. And I started kind of working through our onboarding process and what that looks like from day one when somebody comes on board with Cardinal. And I missed operations and kind of did a few more roles on the operations side, one as an operations analyst and then as a group operations manager role with Cardinal. So as you can see, my path has definitely kind of taken some turns, but it's my looking back, everything has truly been amazing and I wouldn't have it any other way. So that's kind of a little bit about my background.
Yeah, isn't it fun when someone calls you and says, hey, can you work on these tools that we're building that are going to shape our company in the future growth? I've gotten that call a couple of times, and it's you're honored, but at the same time, it's like, I got to really think this through.
I'm so thankful that he made that call because it was the best decision that I've ever made. So,
has there been any times where you've seen, you know, either some type of procedure or policy that you've put in place and you didn't think it all the way through and it comes back, you know, maybe it's like after turn or something, you hear a story of, well, we did this thing this way and this didn't really work because blah, blah, blah. And you're like, oh yeah, that was my idea. I didn't think about it that way.
There's definitely a few things that obviously I think we all get so excited and we see a room, an area that needs improvement, so we try to create these tools. And I think just making sure that you're constantly aware and communicating with other departments just to make sure that you're not rolling out too much at once. But overall, I think that you live and you learn, and all of our tools here, you know, definitely gone through a few different versions. And so, yeah, I definitely understand that.
Yeah, it's all about evolving. So, Christina.
Absolutely.
Christina, want to give your background? In
sure,
current position?
No problem. Let's hear. I am currently the Director of Business Development. I started with Cardinal when I was a senior in college. I worked as a community intern at our property in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I worked there.
Go Wolfpack.
Go Pack, right? Worked there until I graduated college. Had an interesting opportunity where I met Dell. And he proposed a few opportunities to me. At that time, I was geographically bound to North Carolina, so I accepted a job with another company. I worked there until April of 2014, had a moment of reflection, decided I really just wanted to come back to Cardinal. So I rejoined the Cardinal team in April of 2014 as a portfolio sales and marketing manager. I was on a single assignment, though. I was stationed down in Austin, Texas, managing a private dorm called University Towers. I was there through the summer, and in the fall, I transitioned to a multi-deal portfolio, worked there for a year, and then transitioned to a single client portfolio private label model. I was there for a year and a half as both the portfolio sales and marketing manager and an assistant portfolio manager. I, in January of 2017, joined the business development team as a business development analyst and was recently promoted to director of business development.
Now, one thing you didn't put in there, and not that I was necessarily expecting you to, but in my conversations with Dale, he mentioned that you actually decided you'd been accepted while you were in college. You were accepted into, I should say, when you were working with Cardinal out of college, you got accepted into law school and actually decided that if there was an opportunity with Cardinal, you wanted to take that. You want to expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, so I had spent my whole life since I was a little kid knowing I wanted to work in some sort of real estate, but I was hoping to go to law school. That had been my intention all throughout college. So I applied, was accepted, and had that opportunity to meet Dell. That kind of fell at a very opportunistic moment in my life. And when I was looking at law school, I was thinking about how that would help shape my future career. But when I met Dell and we had a chance to sit down and talk, I was looking at an opportunity in that moment to actually immediately build a career. And that seemed like something that I just needed to jump on in that moment, because, you know, the entire point of law school for me was to get me to a company like Cardinal Group. And I had an opportunity in that moment to join Cardinal Group. So it wasn't too hard of a decision.
That's amazing. And that kind of goes into, you know, some of the perceptions that others of us in the student housing industry outside of Cardinal, a lot of folks that I've spoke with, over the past years, we have discussions on, you know, who's getting deals, who's picking up this, who's picking up that, and, you know, who's knocking it out of the park. And Cardinal continues to come up in those discussions. And then additional to that, there's this other overarching thing of people like yourselves who are really excited about working, you know, for this company. And you know, I can certainly say, you know, being in the C-suite and executive positions of other student housing companies, that's what you work for every day to try to get your folks to embrace. And, you know, it led me to, you know, ask that question to Dale and to Alex of, hey, what? This doesn't happen just because, you know, you showed up and opened doors one day. This typically happens because you've been very intentional about it. And we'll get more into that when we talk with Dell, but I wanted to just focus on, you know, kind of with you guys, why is it that so many of us outside of Cardinal that, we haven't worked with Cardinal or haven't had an opportunity to interact much. Why is it that we have that perception of, hey, Cardinal's doing something different and it's definitely paying off?
Sure, I'll take that one. So I think that the answer starts with the people that work here, which is probably a common answer for a lot of companies, but it's a specific trait about the people that work here. And I think that's the level of self-awareness from the executive level all the way through our organization to our on-site teams. And what I mean by that is the ability to look introspectively at the organization and where our successes are, what attributes contributed to those successes, and consequently look at the things that we're not doing well and identify areas for improvement. And from both of those things, make an actionable plan and have full transparency to the company about what we're going to do to either expand on our strengths or what we're going to do to address our weaknesses. And that's, I think, a very important characteristic, especially at the executive level and the senior leadership at our company, is the ability to be reflective and to stop and take a moment and not just constantly seek out new opportunities, but to take a moment and say, where are we at right now and what are we doing internally to be able to accept future opportunities, mm-hmm. And where can we can improve?
Yeah, does this make sense for what we're doing? So one thing that you mentioned there was the self-awareness trait. Do you guys find that as, is that something that Cardinal trains on? Is it something that you recruit for? I've been trying to do this myself for years because I think, some people just through their, the way they've been brought up or whatever, they get that. They know what they're good at. They know what they're not good at. They focus on their strengths and find other people that can enhance their or take over for their weaknesses, and that's what makes a great team of having that self-awareness and knowing thyself. What have you found as being the reason for so many people having that trait? Is it something that birds of the same feather flock together, I guess, as the saying goes, or is it something that you guys are kind of intentional and training on?
I think it's definitely intentional in the recruiting and training process, but a huge portion of it, I believe, is mostly attributed to the leadership of the company, their ability to exhibit and demonstrate that characteristic on a daily basis, and hiring people that are adaptable and willing to fall into the positive characteristics of the company they work for, and to learn from the positive leadership that we have. I think is how, as an organization, we've collectively gotten to this point.
Awesome. Great answer. So, one of the things that is very apparent, if anybody that's in our audience that doesn't work for Cardinal, that actually has, friends or previous colleagues that are now working for Cardinal and they're still in social media networks with those folks, be it LinkedIn or Facebook or whatever. It seems a little bit like, I don't know if it's a family Cardinal is or if it's a little bit of a cult, but there's definitely this feeling from everybody that you encounter there that there's just this this tightness and there's always a story that they've got on, hey, this is what the company meant to me or why this company means so much to me. And I even experienced that with previous employees that have gone elsewhere and they're like, I've got a great opportunity here at XYZ Student Housing Company, but I worked at Cardinal and this is what I learned. And, those people mean so much to me. So can one of you guys kind of give me some background on that? Maybe your personal story on what Cardinal means to you?
Yeah, absolutely. I can take this one. Honestly, Cardinal to me is more than just a job or a career. And I think that Cardinal ultimately, it's my home in the sense that the people that I'm surrounded by that I trust and the responsibilities that I have, I believe in. And there's just this level of commitment that all of us have that I just appreciate so much. And I think that for myself and a lot of others, personally, Cardinal is the outlet for my creativity and my growth, both personally and professionally. And You know, like I said previously, I might say personal core values align with our company's core values. So it's really easy to come to work every single day in a great mood and ready to make an impact. And I think all of us here, when we want to be serious, we can be serious. When I want to be funny, I can joke with everyone. But no matter who you are or what personality type you have, Cardinal embraces this and embraces it and focuses on every team member's strengths. And I really, really love that. And I thank our principals every single day for instilling the importance of values in all of us. And, you know, if you're a leader or a manager, you know, make every time that if you're investing in the happiness and growth of your people and you make that a priority or at least a core component of your own success, I think that your team will be more likely to put the success of the organization at the top of their list of things to do. And, you know, as a group, we're all committed to building this culture of excellence. And I think that's where our success as a company stems from. And like you said, on LinkedIn and on social media, you know, no one's asking or supposed. It's just, you know, we're so excited to be here. We're so excited to be working next to some of the people that mean most to us. And, you know, I think that that's kind of a huge piece of it is we're in this together.
Very cool. So, Shannon, or both of you, really, you know, if you can, we've talked about this commitment. We've talked about being intentional. I think our audience gets that. But I'm thinking of a lot of our audience members, maybe not necessarily in a C-suite or an executive position, but, you know, the general manager, property manager level, where they're listening to this podcast and saying, you know, the corporate culture is what it is. It sometimes it affects what's happening at the site level and with my team, but I really have the power to, you know, create the culture and be intentional on creating the culture for my site team. Help them out a little bit and give some of the ingredients to that secret sauce of what it is that, you know, what are some tangible things that you guys have done that you feel like would benefit, you know, a site manager trying to create this positive culture in there with their site team.
Absolutely. I think when you're trying to build this, you know, positive culture, I think there's really one word that sticks out to me, and it's experiences. It's building experiences outside of the four walls of your office or, you know, at your community. I think that it's the time that you spend together and the memories that you make as a group that build the culture and build the trust, which ultimately is kind of what we're all looking to have. And I think some great ways that Cardinal has, you know, built these, you know, went through these experiences with us is, you know, we'll all go as a team, a training team, to a Broncos game instead of, you know, getting a monetary incentive. Or we have an events committee here at Cardinal. And just for example, once a week, we take 30 minutes out every single Thursday for a T30 where we just sit around, we drink, you know, a new type of tea each week. So that's just a few examples there. And I think another thing that's very important to building a strong culture is recognition, peer-to-peer recognition. You know, when somebody hears you did a great job on this, they're more inclined to just, you know, be positive and kind of follow along and join in the culture. And I think Cardinal, we have what's called Dashboard. It's our internal, you know, kind of Facebook platform. And we actually can give virtual high fives out and that tie into one of our core values. And so it's great for especially, you know, people that are traveling quite a bit. You know, when you're on site, you can give somebody a high five and everybody here at headquarters gets to celebrate all of those accomplishments from across the nation. So I think, you know, when you're on site, there's so many ways you could do that. You know, having friendly competition, doing, you know, cork boards that recognize, you know, the best, you know, moments of that week. So I think it's definitely, you know, going deeper into words on a paper, but it's actually getting those experiences in, you know, another, you know, doing CrossFit together. You know, how hard is it? Our entire team will go out and we'll work out. And after that, you are closer to everybody than you were before. So I think that it's just those experiences and the recognition that really, really will make your culture stand out from the rest.
Those are some awesome experiences. I'm laughing, I'm chuckling at the CrossFit because that's probably just one I would not. I can only take corporate bonding to a certain extent. I don't know that I can take it in the CrossFit or not. Well, guys, thanks so much for coming on the podcast once again. And any parting thoughts?
I think the only kind of parting thought that I would have is, you know, whether you're calling it culture or something else, I think that, you know, your employees have a choice on where they can and want to work. And so I think it's just super important that, you know, you do make culture a priority every single day. It's not something that you look at once a month, but it's something every single day that's brought up. And the something that's really important, again, is I think that culture doesn't start on day one of when somebody joins your team, but it actually starts way before during your recruiting process. And I think that whether you're on site, whether you're at a headquarters, just making sure that, you know, you're recruiting constantly. So it's a constant reminder that culture definitely does start before somebody joins your team. So, you know, again, here at Cardinal, it's easy for all of us to sell it because we believe in it. And that's what it's really about. So.
Awesome. Well, guys, I appreciate it. And if we don't talk before Thanksgiving, have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Wes. Awesome. Thank you, Wes.
Take care. I really enjoyed that interview. I got to tell you, those ladies are just awesome, and they are a true illustration to everything that Cardinal's been working on creating at their Denver location and throughout all their sites. So awesome job, guys. And to the audience, hey, you're really going to get a great treat next week when we upload the podcast featuring Dale DeWitt with his voice back. And make sure that you pay attention to that one, because I think there's a lot of great content there that is going to give you a lot that you can take back to your properties, back to your own organization, if you're in the executive suite or C-suite of your own organization. I think there's a lot of things there that really, even if you didn't spend the time up front thinking about core values and being intentional about creating your culture, there's still going to be a lot of things there that you'll be able to pull away and say, hey, we could tap the brakes on this and let's make sure we get this right. And especially if you're on site as a property manager, as a general manager, and you're really thinking about how can I get this type of culture throughout my site team. So make sure you tune in for that. Again, it should be posted next week. Guys, I hope all of you have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. Again, this episode is sponsored by Conservis, the student housing utility experts. Make sure that you go and check them out at conservis.com. Take care, guys.